Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Al Crawford and this is Networking Squared, a show that I do every week to spotlight small business owners, entrepreneurs, different people in Southeast Michigan. And today we're going to be talking to somebody I've known for a long, long time and wanted to discuss his venture as what he's doing. His name is Lou Camisso, and he's with Goosehead Insurance, and I'm going to bring him on now. Just give me one second. Lou, are you there, buddy?
I'm here, Al.
Oh, hey, great to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you in a bit, and really, really happy to have you on the show today.
I really appreciate you having me on the show, and I look forward to it.
That's great. Hey, I want to kind of get right into it. I know that right now with the housing boom going on, there's some really, it's something I deal on a daily basis, and there's some definite issues that are going on as far as people trying to buy, refinance, do the different things. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to start, first of all, with you kind of giving a brief explanation of the business that you're in, the company you represent, and then I want to get more into this homeowner insurance information.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I opened my own agency. It's a franchise of Goosehead Insurance. Goosehead Insurance nationally is the largest independent agency that there is, fastest growing by far. And I just decided that I wanted to go with the best. I did a lot of research, and between the things that really mattered to me, which was going with great carriers, providing great service to my clients, and having resources available at my disposal, it was a no-brainer at the end of the day, and so I went with Goosehead, and I'm flying with the flock, they say, and I'm really excited about that. I'm able to provide insurance all across the spectrum, both personal, auto and home, boat, motorcycle, things like that, as well as commercial for, you know, small businesses, as well as life insurance, annuities, and covering the entire gambit. But the entire business model that we have, though, is designed to complement the home buying process. So that is Goosehead's entire model. And that's really number one thing that drew me to it, because I knew that that is a great opportunity to make a difference in the industry.
Lou, the thing that I've seen in my years and understanding how critical it is to have an agent, we've all come across that situation where we've talked to somebody and we'll say, who's your agent? And they don't even know. They don't even have an agent that's been assigned or whatever. Can you kind of elaborate on how important it is to actually have an agent working for you?
Well, it's important to have an agent, but not just any agent, Al. I mean, it'd be better to not have an agent than to have someone who doesn't understand the process. And, so I think it's important to have an agent that does understand the process, because what they can do is make sure that both the loan officer and the client and that real estate agent doesn't have an entire deal fall apart because something's wrong with the insurance part. Whether it be, the wrong information on the document, or the document is just late in getting there, or it doesn't fulfill the need for the processors at the end of the day to final approve it based on, debt-to-income ratio or replacement cost being part of the coverage. And so when you have an agent, he can ask those questions ahead of time and say, okay, what is it that you need for closing and what are your guidelines and what are, how tight is this, so that they can make sure that, a good agent can make sure that you go to the table with everything.
And I'll tell you, and I'm really happy that you're sharing this information, because what I find far too often is people will, call one of the things they've seen on TV, and I'm basically dealing with somebody who's on the West Coast, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I have a closing at 10, and I've got an issue, and I'm stuck. There's not a darn thing that I can do.
Yeah, that happens a lot. One of the things that made me choose Goosehead was licensed agents that work on my behalf even when I'm asleep. And they are available from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day, Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and almost nobody can give you Saturday service. And so we're able to do that. So even when I'm not available, I have a team of licensed people that work on my behalf, will be aware of the policies that we're trying to get issued, and be able to take care of changes. I can even make, Al, this is something I'm very excited about. I can make changes to effective dates without issuing a new policy, without changing the premium, without collecting more money. And so that it doesn't have to go back through final to get reapproved because everything's changed last minute.
So what I want to do is I want to kind of put that in perspective for people, is that there's many situations where a closing can be delayed for whatever reason. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to get a policy. And so there's a date that we request. What ends up happening is that if that day is passed, there's a very small window of time. And almost every scenario that I face, it is a major issue because they have to go through that entire process again, and many, many times things are delayed. So, Lou, the fact you guys can do that is incredible. You may be the only company I've ever heard to do that.
It is something that I was actually surprised when I found out about. It can, not only is it possible to be done, Al, but it can be done in less than 24 hours. And so it can be done in one business day. And many times in under an hour. I just can't promise that. But in many cases, it can be done in under an hour.
That's great, Lou. Hey, so something else I wanted to talk about is I think there's a lot of confusion as far as the terminology of a captive versus an independent model. Can you kind of elaborate on where you guys are and how that differentiates you?
Yeah, it definitely differentiates. A captive agent, and there's nothing wrong with a captive agent, but a captive agent is representing the company to the client and attempting to fit that client into the company's product. Sometimes that works. Oftentimes, it doesn't really work to the best of the client's interests. In the case of an independent model, I represent the client, and I represent that client to the carriers that I have available, and I have many of them. And in so doing that, I have the ability to say, hey, this is what's best for my client, and therefore I'm going to offer my client to this carrier. And then if the carrier comes up with something that they don't like, I'm not stuck. I don't have to make it work. I can just move them to another option. And so that gives me that. And that carries through to the entire process. And so with Goosehead, no matter what carrier somebody has or what products they have, they will always have a Goosehead-centric portal that they'll work through. So their experience is the same on signatures of docs, on service, and on claims, regardless of whether or not they're with carrier A, B, or Z. And so it always remains the same. In fact, even on a claims process, when someone calls in, they don't have to worry that they're going to say the wrong thing because they'll be talking to Goosehead, and then Goosehead will represent them with the carrier, and so that there's no mistakes made when talking to a claims to the carrier. To the company. So those are the things that differentiate us from both the captive world and the true independent world, because our experience will always be the same. That's the advantage of a captive, is that the experience is always the same. We have both that advantage and the advantage of choice.
So the great thing in that scenario is that no matter what, they get you. They get to keep you as their agent, right?
That's correct, yeah, if they like me. Now, if they don't like me, that could be a bad thing, right? But I always tell people I'm better looking than their current agent, so that always seems to work out pretty good.
and Lou, this is why I do radio, because I don't really want to show my face.
We got a face made for radio, right?
I've heard that for 10 years now, and I'm getting a little self-conscious about it, but that's okay. Hey, so the one thing that I think, again, is I want to kind of elaborate a little bit on this again, is that, so for our listeners, what I want to want you to think about is that, you know, so you have the agent that you really like, and you may be tolerating the programs that they offer because you like the agent. You don't have to do that with Lou. It's something where he has that ability to shop you around, and you always keep Lou. if you are bouncing around from company to company, I guarantee you you're frustrated because you have no point person. If there's an issue, a concern, and this is what I deal with every single day with people, with these the TV agents, is that they don't have a point person. And I'm on hold for hours trying to get information for people. And it is incredibly frustrating from my side. Can't even imagine how frustrating it would be from the client's side.
Absolutely, yeah. I totally agree with you. And that's the whole idea. You know, let's make the process easier and not harder. You know, as well as I do, there are many insurance agents, there are many loan officers, there are many realtors that a customer can choose from, right? And if we don't create an experience that is friendly, easy, and competitive, we're just really not going to get that that customer in this industry. And so if we really want to succeed, we need to partner together with people who do it professionally and do it at a high level consistently each and every day. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping to bring to the table.
That's awesome. Lou, so a term that I heard and I haven't gone over this with you yet, is the term bundling. Is that something that has an impact with your company?
Yeah, well, bundling has an impact with every carrier. And so they can provide as big as, in some cases, a 25 or 30% discount just for having, let's say, the auto with the home. And many times when we're in that home process, that can be a problem for, you know, because we're just trying, you know, the customer's just trying to get the home. Loan officer doesn't care about that auto. You know, they just want to get it down. And so it is an issue in that, it can create less competitiveness in that regard. However, I do have a great standalone carrier that is very competitive, that is happy to do the business just on the home, and so that becomes less of an issue. Bundling is still an issue; it always will be. You always can get a discount, and you want to take advantage of every discount you have. But in the case where we just got to get something done, and we still want to be competitive, you know, we have that capability as well.
Okay. So Lou, here's a scenario, and this is, again, for people that are looking at buying a home. One of the things that we make as part of our process is we're going through the loan part of it, but you have total control over who you choose for your homeowner's insurance. And basically what I'm asking for a quote, and then at the other end of it, then I'm dealing with the lender, with the insurance company, on putting all the information in place and getting everything. And so, Lou, can you kind of explain what the expectation is from you if you're looking to actually give somebody a quote for homeowners?
So the expectation, I want to clarify, first of all, my expectation to the loan officer is I want you to not have to deal with that.
Right.
You know, if you can send me information that's helpful, that's great. But regardless, I want to take that out of your hands and so you don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to call you at times for more information. I'm going to get that from the customer or from my research. Secondly, though, from a customer standpoint, yes. A lot of times they just want to give you their name and that's it, and they think that, you know, that's going to be enough, and it's not. You know, we need to know their prior, residence situation. Did they have claims? We need to know some information about the house that they're looking at. I can get some information, but some information you can only ascertain from actually knowing it. And so we'll ask questions like, how old is the roof? We'll ask questions about how old is the heating system, like the furnace? How old is the plumbing? These things can make a huge impact on, number one, the rate because of discounts, but then number two, what carriers are even going to be interested? A lot of times in this Detroit area, you know, we have some older homes, and older homes are awesome, but they're also present a difficulty in insuring. And so we need to know the updates that have taken place on homes so that we can, you know, give the best option available. So updates are really important. I can get things like square footage and if there's a basement and if it's brick. Those things I can do on my own before I even talk to the customer. But, you know, finding out those updates, knowing when your last losses, if you've had any claims were, discovering whether or not, there's any issues in the home, you know, that need to be addressed as far as repairs go, because we're going to send an inspection out even after the fact, and that could impact rate down the road as well. And so those are the things that we'll, you know, gather from, you know, the client, that only they would know from talking to whether it be their real estate agent or their inspection report or whatever. And so those are important things that a customer, if they come to the table with that, they make my life extremely easy.
Sure. And Lou, so what about there's two other parts that I guess I'm curious about. Condominiums? That's something
yes.
you can do? Okay.
Yeah, condominiums are fun. Yep.
Okay. And
yeah, go ahead. What was the other
and
part?
Then investment properties.
Yeah, so in both cases I'm capable of doing the business. Condos present a fun challenge because there is no definite amount of coverage for the dwelling that or the contents that has to be applied except for whatever the requirement is. And so oftentimes the customer is like, I don't know how much coverage I need. And so the challenge is what is the condo association requiring? Oftentimes I'll have to actually call somebody that represents the condo association to say, hey, is this the standard? You're only responsible for the inside walls? Are they responsible for more than that? And if you're responsible for, the outside walls, it's not a condo policy anymore. It becomes a regular homeowner's policy, even if it's a condo. And so you have to know that, because if you write the wrong policy there, you can leave somebody really high and dry in coverage. So just got to ask the right questions there. But I find it more interesting because it's never just cut and dry. And for me, I like that challenge. But as far as investment
for
properties
sure.
go, we have great carriers that provide both that novice that might have one or two mm-hmm. properties, or we have coverage for property managers through a commercial platform that maybe are handling multiple properties. So we can definitely do investment properties. There are obviously less carriers available for that. Almost no captives have the ability to write standalone investment properties, but that's not a challenge for us.
That's great. So Lou, what is the process? So if somebody's looking to get a quote, what's the process? How do they best handle this?
They can do it three different ways with me. They can give me a call on my main line. They can email or they can text. And I have lines dedicated for text. I obviously have an email and I have the main line. And so they can present that and they just give me their name, their phone number, the address that they're looking at. I can get some pre-work done and then I'll give them a call and we'll go from there.
Cool. Can you share those numbers, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So my main phone number is 586-690-4144. Again, that's 586-690-4144. My email, and that's the second best way to get me, is my email will be lou.commisso@goosehead.com. Again, that's lou.commisso@goosehead.com. And then if someone would like to, send a text or a fax, the best number to reach me that for text or fax is 586-372-9782. Again, that's 586-372-9782. And I'll have that information for them, and I'll give them a call back. The promise is a call back within 24 hours. The aim is to call them back, within an hour.
That's awesome. And I was really, really happy to hear about you having this relationship with Goosehead. And it's something that I know that you're gonna kick some major butt in doing this. So I was really happy. And it was funny because when as soon as I heard this, I'm like, you've got to be on the show. And so I was really excited to be able to share your knowledge and your experience and everything, because it matters. I mean, it matters so much, and it's something that I can't stress enough to people, that if you're picking your insurance carrier because you're watching a cartoon or you're watching, a commercial on something, I just don't get it. And I see these things, and I shake my head, and every day I talk to people, and I'm like, you need to talk to people like Lou. Because it is so critical.
Right.
I guess, Lou, another thing, you actually alluded to this a little bit before as far as, people picking what they need or people will pick them what they want. And it's something that I think that having the experience you have, it is really a great thing that you can kind of break it down to people and make sure that they understand that, yeah, these may be the minimums that are required,
right,
but how are you truly protected? Can you kind of, just elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I really enjoy explaining coverage to customers in a way that makes sense and that they can, you know, make this actionable decisions with. No fault reform taught us one thing. The need for the agent is never going away. No fault reform, for example, was very, very confusing, and there was a lot of misinformation out there, including some of our politicians, which will remain nameless, that don't have insurance licenses who thought that they could, you know, successfully talk about what customers needed and what people didn't needed and didn't need. But I love to explain coverages and why the minimums, you know, can be okay, but here's what you're sacrificing and here's what you're risking. And I often compare it to going to Vegas. If the person loves to, you know, spin the wheel and their life savings is at risk, you know, how much money would it take to spin a wheel where your life savings is at risk? And then that we can, you know, from there decide how much coverage that they really want to have. And so, it's the opposite of name your price tool. I like to say name the coverage tool. Let's talk about coverages, and then let's find the best price.
Luke, can you think of a story or a scenario that happened recently that mm-hmm. somebody you've talked to that was after the fact as far as what their choices were?
I can actually do, yeah, I can, let me talk about a customer that I had where they thought they did not want the replacement cost on their home to be $290,000. They wanted it to be $225,000. And I went back and forth with this. And I even said, I'll go to the underwriter, I'll see if there's any wiggle room, and there wasn't. And so we ended up insuring the home for $290,000. They were not happy. About 6 months later, they had a fire in their garage that took their entire house down. At the end of the day, because I had 125% guaranteed home replacement, we went to 117% of that $290,000 of coverage. And so had we gone along and just said, hey, you're the client, you're always right, here's $220,000 worth of coverage, they would have been out of pocket about $100,000 on just the rebuild alone. And so that is why it's important to not just say, hey, whatever you want, it's fine. Let's have a discussion about it. Now, if that customer had the right to say, I'm not going to take $290, I'm going to go somewhere else. But had they had an agent who was just price-driven and not coverage-driven and not willing to explain it, that person would have been out $100,000 out of pocket. And that happened about 3 years ago.
And I really appreciate you sharing those things because that makes it real. I mean, that's the part we can talk all day long. But when you talk about those scenarios, I think that's what makes it real to people. And I always think about, like, I look at my old sub, and there was this house, that beautiful home, and it burnt. And it was boarded up for, like, a year and a half. And I knew. I knew what happened. It was this yeah. scenario. They didn't have enough money to rebuild the damn house.
That's exactly right. Those, you know, houses that are boarded up, lots that are empty, largely – it was a coverage issue with insurance. Recently we heard about an explosion that took place on a condo, in this area. I don't know if you were familiar with that or not.
It was right by my house.
Here's the sad thing. Obviously, there was a fatality involved in all of those things. But what's even more unfortunate is there was no insurance coverage.
No, you're kidding me.
No, it was a lapse of coverage, was my understanding of it, and there's no coverage. And so that may not be public information yet, so I hope that I didn't just let the cat out of the bag. But from someone that told me that's in the know, there was no insurance coverage on that condo. So that's sad because, you know, really, that's the insurer's responsibility to make sure they have coverage. But, it's sad because it could have been 100% covered for the family that's left behind, and instead they're going to be dealing with, you know, whatever the ramifications of that are, and, you know, there are many of them.
Unbelievable. So, and it's something that, you know, obviously we don't want to share tragedy, but unfortunately when you're dealing with insurance, the whole point mm-hmm. of insurance is to avoid the tragedy, right?
That's right. That's right. Exactly right.
So I think that, you know, we could go on and on about these different stories, but the bottom line is people need to understand that your insurance agent matters, the company that they represent matters, and the fact that, you know, somebody Absolutely. Like Lou, who has a ton of different carriers that he represents, can really be kind of that one-stop shop. Instead of somebody saying, well, I'm going to shop around for the best policy, that's Lou's job. So basically he's taking your information, he's finding out who's the best for you, and you review that how often?
Well, we'll review it, number one, as often as a customer wants us to review it. However, you know, it's usually at renewal that would be done. We are going to make sure discounts are applied properly as much as we can see that discounts are applied. And if we see a major increase on a policy, we're going to automatically reshop that. So it's when we see major increases, but we encourage the customer to go ahead and call us for a review, you know, on an annual or at least every 2 year basis.
Yeah, I mean, I can share something that I saw recently. I had a customer who I got their homeowner's insurance. Their policy was about double what I would have expected it to be in that area. And basically they said they'd had the same agent for 25 years, and they never questioned it. And I was like, you need to question it. You need to figure out what's going on. You know, at least need to talk to that person and see what's happening. And what had happened was the agent that they had worked with hadn't even looked at their account in 10 years. And so those are the things that you can absolutely avoid, you know, with somebody like Lou.
Yeah, and 10 years is way too long. There's no excuse for that. I understand a couple of years going by without a review, but 10 years is way too long. You should have a review done at the very, very minimum in a three-year. I'd recommend 1 or 2 year because things change. Your life changes, coverage changes, carriers change, and you have to take a look. Now, there's something to be said about tenure. I would not move somebody for a few dollars. But when we're talking about double the rate should be, you got to throw tenure out the window at that point and take a look at, you know, saving some money.
And that's how I was. It was just something I'm like, I understand you, like, because it was like they didn't know who their agent was. They said, we like this company. But I'm like, you're paying $4,000, and you should be paying like two.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make any sense,
right.
You know. And so those are the scenarios. I'm definitely going to be reaching out to you, Lou, and having you talk to these people and understanding, you know, what they're all about. We're almost out of time, so if you could please share your contact information one more time, I'd greatly appreciate it, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you. Again, my direct phone line would be 586-690-4144. I can be reached by email at lou.comisso, C-O-M-M-I-S-S-O, at goosehead.com. And I can receive text or fax at 586-372-9782.
That's great. So, Lou, I really appreciate you being on the show. For my audience, I have an ask of you. I share this show on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. What I would love for you to do would be to like and share it. And if there's somebody that you know that you think, you know, this could be a good candidate, tag them and share it with them, and give them the opportunity to make sure that they're properly protected. Lou, I really appreciate you being on today, buddy, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks so much, Al. Have a great day.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to wrap it up for today. Really appreciate everybody being on the air today. We're going to continue on each week at noon. Usually noon. Today I got a little busy, so we did it at 12:30, but it's going to be each week at noon. And if you'd be interested in being featured on the show, please reach out to me at 586-883-5838. As always, God bless America, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.